Welcome. If you've been meditating for a short time and you're having some experiences like this, you're thinking, is this working? Am I doing it properly? Is this any good? Should I stop it? If you have this kind of experience, then stick around because that's what we're going to talk about today. And in case you haven't seen me before, I'm Dada Veda. I'm a longtime teacher of yoga and meditation. And today I really want to address this topic because I know it's very important. So the first experience, the first few weeks of, first few months of meditation can be trying, difficult. So the first point that you have to remember that it takes time. It takes time to do it. Because you know that meditation is a process where we can change our whole being, our whole existence. So think about it. It took you so many years, how many years, however old you are, to get to where you are. Then to get to that new place where you want to be, it's not going to be 20 minutes or 30 minutes or 15 minutes. Or it's going to be a little bit longer. So the first thing that you have to understand that it really takes time. It takes time. And that you're probably doing it right, but you're not feeling, ecstasy and bliss, and you're not levitating, you're not doing mystical things, but you're just sitting there and you're having different kind of sensations in your body and in your mind. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. So that's first point. It takes time and you have to give it a certain amount of time. And I'll tell you how much time also at the end. So the second thing is that the success in meditation depends on your success in being able to sit still for a certain amount of time. Like I tell my students to start at 20 minutes. I really want them to go to 30 minutes. You should learn how to sit 30 minutes. So that is a struggle. And that's why one person told me in the very beginning, he said that, in the first 3 months, even if you just learn how to sit still, then you're doing something good. Now, the way to sit still, I can't demonstrate them all in this short video, but some yoga positions where your back is straight and your legs are crossed. It could be cross-legged position, a half lotus, a full lotus, but one of those positions, those are the best. And if you could learn to master some of that would be great. But in any case, learn how to sit still. And in some cases, I know that some people cannot sit on the floor, sit in the chair, but sit still and don't move. One time, one of my teachers told me, he said, even if you're crying, he said, sit and cry. So just sit, learn how to sit still. So that's a struggle. It's a big struggle in the very beginning because your body is not cooperating. So this is important. Now we're going to go to the mind. So what's happening with the mind? The mind is going every which way. So I teach the mantra meditation where the students have to continue to repeat a mantra. But even the best students, nobody, even me, anybody, you can't continue to do that for 100% of the period. Your mind goes here, your mind goes there, it goes up, it goes down, it goes positive, it goes negative. Everything happens. So this is an observant. It's a struggle, just like sitting still. The body is giving you a problem. The mind is also giving you a workout. So now one thing about this struggle is it is helpful, actually. The reason is that you, through this process, you're going to become a keen observer of your mind. And this is really a valuable skill, because how you become a keen observer? Look, you're meditating, and you're thinking of something which you were taught to think about, and then you're thinking about something else. And then you realize, oh yeah, I'm thinking about something else. I'm not thinking about this. So see, you realize where you have strayed from and where you want to go. So that helps you. Why? Because in life, many times, we're like in the car, someone cuts you off and you go into the road rage, you get mad. And then if you retract in your mind, oh, I'm getting mad, then you can control it. So when we learn how to observe the mind, we learn how to actually to steer it and control it and guide it in the proper way. So this is a very great skill that is learned through meditation, even though it seems like it's not working. I say, actually, even if you you're meditating and you have your mantra, you did it once or two times, you did it. That's meditation. But you have to sit around and go through this process of trying. And I used to give this example that, because I used to, when I, you know, may not look at me now, but when I was in high school, I used to be a wrestler and we used to lift weights. And then I learned about the science of muscle building. So what is that? That science is that actually when you strain the muscle, actually it breaks a little bit, you know, and then it builds up stronger. It breaks and it builds up stronger. That's how muscles are built. And in meditation, actually, you're building a certain muscle, but it's not a physical muscle. It's the mental muscle, the muscle of being able to bring the mind in the place where you want it. So every time you bring it there and it goes away, and then you bring it back, it's just like the weightlifter on the biceps. He's bringing it back. There's a little bit of strain in that process, but you're building that mental muscle. So this is a very important thing. So if you can become a keen observer of your mind, even if you didn't get the nirvana or whatever, you know, your concept of spiritual success is, you didn't get that. But even if you learn how to observe your mind, that will pay big dividends for you in your daily life. So you have to go through that. That's part of the process. So you're not doing anything wrong if your mind is going here and going there and up and down. And previously what I said about sitting, if your body is giving you a problem, that's nothing wrong. That's part of the process. You have to do that. And then I like to give hope too. You will feel peace. That's what meditation does. It will bring you to a peaceful place. In some of my other previous talks, I've spoken about the science or the philosophy behind that, how that works. But one thing is that if you can sit down two times a day and make an effort to stay there for 20 minutes or longer, or 10 minutes, you can start shorter and go up. But if you can do that, you will start to get some feeling of peace. Now, interestingly, you will change and you will develop and you will grow. But sometimes this growth of this growth in peace, this growth in well-being, in mental well-being, spiritual well-being, you will not be the first one to observe. Here's an analogy I always give, is that when you were growing, like as a little boy, a little girl, and you grew a few inches, you never noticed. But then when you met your grandmother or someone who hadn't seen you for many months or something, or a year, they say, oh my, have you grown? And it works this way with meditation too, that others will see your growth sometimes before you even see it. They say, what are you doing? You seem more peaceful. So stick around and do it, and you will get that experience too. And others will, you will feel more peace, and others will also confirm it. And then main thing is that because of this uncertainty of whether it's working, or the strain of the body, the strain of the mind, because of that, many people just give up too soon. So I always say, I've always told my students that give it 3 months, give it a fair test. I always say, give it 3 months. And then if it doesn't work, okay, do something else. Oh, do a different sport, do that, whatever. You can do so many things in this world, I know that. But give it a fair trial. Give it a fair trial. And if you give it that fair trial, I think that you're going to get a good result. And that's why I used to say, nobody ever came back and said, yeah, I did it for 3 months, it didn't work. Usually, actually, most people don't do it that 3 months and they give up soon. And one more last thing, which I've always told in connection to this process, it's the spiritual journey is akin to the fable of the tortoise and the hare. And that sometimes people who jump out, they go out really fast, like the hare, they fall asleep and they don't continue. But the person who perseveres, even if it's slowly, but steadily and continuously and doesn't stop, that person will get success. So this is the tortoise and the hare. You have to be like the tortoise. And another thing, if you want to go into racing or races and sports, that this, the journey of perfection, this is the movement towards perfection. That's what meditation is about. That this journey is a marathon and not a sprint. So be ready for that marathon and move ahead steadily. So that's all I really want to say today. And if you have any experiences, you can put, if you're here on YouTube, you can put them down in the comments section. I'd like to hear them. Have any questions, that would also be great. Or you have any advice that you've experienced on the way and you want to share with other people, that'd be a great thing to do. And of course, you know the routine here. You like and subscribe if you want to, and that is good for you. You get notification of future material like this, but it's good for others because it spreads it around the internet. So that's all I want to do today. And I always close with the yoga greeting and namaskar. And I'll be back, and I hope you'll be back too. Take care. Bye. Yeah.